Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. I'm a licensed clinical social worker practicing as an intuitive psychotherapist. And I appreciate those of you who are subscribers and have been listening for the last 4.5 years. If you're new to this podcast, I welcome you. The theme and motto of the show is changing consciousness, one conversation at a time. I believe that is one of the many ways that we grow and expand is through exposing ourselves to new knowledge and teachings and just the different ways that people do a lot of the same things. And today, my guest is no different. In just a few minutes, we're going to be with a really unique licensed acupuncturist and herbalist. And before I bring her on, I'd really love to direct you to my website. If you don't know it, it's nolatherapy.com. It's the abbreviation for New Orleans Los Angeles Therapy.com. And there I have buttons where you can schedule to meet with me remotely doing psychotherapy sessions through phone, Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, and I think those are all the remote modalities, and you can book there online. There's a book tab, literally, because I've released a book in November of 2020 having to do with healing our deepest core wounds and vulnerability through astrology, empathy, and self-forgiveness. It's called The Chiron Effect, and my book is endorsed by His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, which is such an honor for me, and I'd love for you to have my book. So when you go to nolatherapy.com, there's a book button, and it allows you to read a bit about my book, why it's significant and helping you identify your vulnerabilities and wounds, and then how you can heal them through taking personal responsibility, applying forgiveness, and having empathy for yourself, which then allows us to be more empathetic human beings in the world and really draw and attract to us what it is that we desire. And additionally, there is a button to take my online course having to do with empowerment, sourcing from within ourselves. It's an online class, and there's links to join my email list at nolatherapy.com and just some other unique things, interviews that I've been given, doing and giving over the last few months. So please go check out everything there. Follow me on social media at nolatherapy on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And I look forward to hearing from you in those places. Okay, my guest today is Jessica DeLeon. She is a licensed acupuncturist and herbalist. She's the founder of When in Tao. And if you want to follow along online, it's whenintao.com, spelled whenintao.com. So T-A-O is pronounced Tao, not Tao, as it may appear. And I had to confirm that with her before us coming on now. And Jessica has degrees in both traditional Chinese medicine, and she's also a practitioner of esoteric acupuncture. She treats the mind, the body, and spirit. She's first generation from Guatemala, and I'm excited to ask her about how she learned in the last few years that her great-grandmother was also a healer, herbalist, and medium in Guatemala. And with that, I just want to welcome you, Jessica, to our show today. How are you?
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. I'm really excited to talk to you specifically because I've had acupuncture done throughout my life, yet I had never heard about esoteric acupuncture and the way you're treating mind, body, and spirit. So I definitely want us to address that. And I'm also really curious about this piece of your own personal family history having to do with your grandmother in Guatemala. So wherever you would like to start.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I guess maybe let's start from the, we'll start from the top. You mentioned my family's from Guatemala. I'm first generation. So, and I'm also firstborn. So when I was a child, there was kind of a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, we want you to do well and we want you to do big things. And I always knew that I wanted to be a lawyer because I thought, like, I wanted to help people. And so I thought that was the route. That wasn't it. And I found an acupuncturist when I was 18 who became my mentor. And that was so eye-opening to me. I'm like, this is my path. This is the route. The universe has brought it to me and placed me on it. Here we go. Telling my family that I was switching to become an acupuncturist was a little confusing for them. And they were like, bummer, we thought you were going to be a lawyer, but all right, we're going to support you regardless because we love you. And my family is just, God, they are so loving and supportive. So fast forward, I go through acupuncture school. I do the thing. I'm telling them, oh, I'm working with herbs. I'm, you know, we're doing things naturally. We're working with energy. And they're like, oh, cool, 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 wonderful. And it wasn't until, like, my last year of school, getting ready for the boards, where I was casting the I Ching, and my mom saw it. And she was like, Jessica, you can read this? Like, yeah, this is the I Ching. You know, we learned how to read it.
May I ask you what that means? Casting the I Ching. I'm not familiar with
So the I Ching is, they call it like the Book of Truths, and it's kind of like an oracle, if you will. You ask it a question, and you cast some seeds. You think little piles of seeds, and it tells you kind of what the answer is. If you will, it's just a very, I'm butchering the description of the I Ching. It's a very ancient classic way to, that was used in ancient China to, talk to the universe, I suppose.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I had it and my mom just stared at me and she goes, Jessica, I've seen this before. The only person I know that can read this was my grandmother. So my great grandmother. And I was like, wait, what? Like, you've seen this?
Wow.
I was like, oh my God. And she called my uncles. She started telling her sisters. And they're all just talking about it around me. And I'm like, hey, could you guys tell me more about how Alita could do that? And they were like, no, Jessica, it's not a big deal. Don't make a thing out of it. This is normal for us. We've seen it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, like, I would like to know about it. And they're like, no, it's fine. And I was like, okay, cool. So then I started working, like time passes, I started working more so with like raw herbs and showing them. And they're like, my mom, again, like, you can do this? Yeah. Like, this is herbal medicine. And she was like, no, Jessica, the only other person that I knew that could do this was my grandmother. And I was like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
About my great-grandmother, what is going on? She's like, it's not a big deal, Jessica. Don't make it a thing. And I'm like, well, I would just like to know.
Right. More.
Like, yeah. Like, just tell me a little bit. And then more of that just kept happening. Then more recently, I can read cards. I can read what's known as the Baraja Española, which is like the traditional OG method of reading cards. It's a divination system that works on minor arcana.
Yes, so like I have that down to talk to you about. Absolutely, yes.
Oh, yeah. So I can read the Baraja versus like tarot that works on major arcana, like the Grand Journey, right?
Yes. Like
the life plan. And so I was kind of nervous to tell my family that I could read it. And when I did, they were like, oh my God, the only other person that could read this is my grandmother. I'm like, what is going on? Someone please talk to me.
About her.
It's not a big deal. I'm like, oh my God, if you guys say that to me one more time. So they just kept like insisting there was nothing to talk about.
Almost like hiding her from you in a way.
Yes. And like just not telling me about her. And so then fast forward again, I have a line of handmade medicinal balms that I make for patients. And as I was formulating them, on round two or three, I brought them to the family. I'm like, hey guys, check it out. Like, this is one of my new projects. And they just start passing it around, applying it to their like hands and chests. Like talking to themselves, do you remember when we used to collect lemons for our abuelita so she could make her balms?
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, what is, please someone tell me, please. So finally one day I took my mom out, and I like kind of pinned her in a corner and I was like, all right, woman, you're going to tell me about my grandmother, my great grandmother. You're going to tell me now. And she's like, oh gosh, Jessica. All right. Well, she had like a healing, her house was like a healing space where people would come. She would do cleanses for them. She would often read cards for them, cast the oracle for them.
Wow.
They would come to her with like all these ailments. And she's like, we would collect herbs for her from the like, from the forest. Cause the little pueblo, the like little town that my family's from in Guatemala is like in the Alps. Like it's so small. There isn't, there might be one traffic light there.
Wow.
Shout out to Palestina de los Altos.
Yes.
In Guatemala. it's very small. And so they were, you know, it's very easy to just like walk out into full wilderness and just grab herbs, right?
Yeah.
And so she was telling me all this. And then she's like, I don't know, people would call her this, I don't know if you know this word, because this is all in Spanish, this conversation's happening in Spanish. She's like, they would call her a medium. Do you know what that is? And I was like, oh no, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's, and I recently learned that like maybe last year.
Okay. Wow. Wow. So this is recent. That
this is so recent. Like I had no idea. And who knew that like I had just kind of followed this path so organically.
What I see is your great grandmother has also been leading you and guiding you and, mm-hmm. and along this path, such a beautiful healing path.
It's such a beautiful path.
And how wonderful that you can carry on in the U.S., which she did in Guatemala.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. And to just kind of find all these forms of the similar tools that she would use for her rituals and her magic.
Yeah.
Who knew that I would find the Baraja? Who knew that I would find making balms and casting the oracle?
And helping people. Work, right? Yeah, in this alternative way. So I know my familiarity with acupuncture is that it's acupressure points that stimulate mm-hmm. blood flow, and the needles help in our healing mm-hmm. because of that. Is that accurate?
That's pretty accurate. I kind of take it a little step further when I explain it to patients.
Please.
Because we have to, you know, translate it to English, right, where it's understandable. Essentially, the just example that I use is underneath each acupuncture point, there's a little pool of chi, and it's almost like a master board for your body. And with the needles, we're stimulating that pool of chi, and it kind of turns on a light on the master board for your brain and your nervous system. And the brain starts realizing, hey, there's something in the body that doesn't belong. It looks at the needle as a foreign invader, right? And so it says, okay, send blood, send oxygen, send antibodies to that area. Let's find out what's going on, because it thinks it's under attack. And so now we've got just increased blood flow, increased oxygen, and the body begins to kind of scan itself, if you will, and says, oh, that's right. We have inflammation in this area. We have weak joints in this area. Here's that bloating that we've forgotten about because life has gotten so crazy. And it begins mm-hmm. to self-heal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how does esoteric acupuncture, I know it adds the layers as I've read, having to do with the chakra system, using a pendulum and sacred geometry, meditation, and organ spirits, which I did not know what that was.
Oh my God.
How can you help us understand, okay, this practice?
This is some of my favorite stuff. I'm so happy we're talking about this today.
Cool, me too.
So yeah, traditional acupuncture works more on like the physical vessel, right?
Yes.
Your actual body. Esoteric acupuncture is very beautiful and quite different. It works on the levels of consciousness. Mm. So this is for somebody who is starting that journey or wants to start that journey of like a spiritual awakening. And that doesn't mean just attempting enlightenment, to achieve enlightenment. This is somebody that says, okay, I've been living in this kind of mindset and on this trajectory, and I'm ready to make that change by making lifestyle changes, spiritual changes, kind of energetic cleanses, if you will. So it works on taking somebody from where, point A, which can be wherever they are, and having, allowing them to kind of access their higher self to make more kind of spiritually aligned decisions for them in this lifetime. So,
okay.
Which is like so kind of, that's like very intense, right? So to simplify that, in a session of esoteric acupuncture, I'll walk out of that room. I bring in spirit guides. We apply sacred geometry to the body. We check the chakras and see which ones may be blocked, which ones may be open, which ones may be closed. And of course, within all of this, you want to create a container where you've got the space protected, because it's all fun and games, as you know, right? It's great to play with energies, but these are otherworldly energies we're playing with. They can be, you know, you're opening a two-way door. Like, things come in, things come out, and it's not always friendly. Mm-hmm. So you definitely want to have that space protected.
Divinely, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Usually people will have some kind of emotional release, some kind of trauma healing, I've had people speak to their deceased loved ones, speak to their younger selves, see their career path laid out in front of them.
Wow.
I've had people realize like, okay, career change needs to happen. I'm finally ready to make that change. I've had somebody come off the table before and say, okay, I'm ready. This is it. I'm done with cigarettes. That was very clear to me. Just came through. Oh, okay. It's like we just really turn on that antenna.
Mm-hmm.
Downloads are able to come through. And so when we say it works on these levels of consciousness, it's like it's very applied to your levels of consciousness and what your higher self may be trying to say to you for just for like a more spiritual alignment and a happier life.
And it makes sense to me, Jessica, because the body is a repository and bearer of our emotions, our thoughts. Mm-hmm. It really is the symptom bearer of all that we've been thinking and believing, especially. And so I'm not surprised that people in this sacred space, having their chi tapped into and really just open in a way that we're probably not as open going about our normal day in the grocery and, you know, with social events, that just really being available to messages that have probably been trying to reach us in different ways. But in this space, it sounds like you said the antenna is up and it's just so clear to people.
Yes. Yes. It's so beautiful. I mean, esoteric sessions are just, they really allow us to just awaken and align that antenna. So it's like, allow it all to come through. And it's all coming from you and your loved ones, whoever may be trying to send you this message.
And are the needles still used as with acupuncture in the pressure points where the chi is? Okay.
Yes. So we use certain acupuncture points for to create the sacred geometry grids and apply it onto the bodies.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh,
now
so
that makes
beautiful.
Sense with the sacred geometry. Okay, I understand that. And then what are organ spirits?
Oh, yes. So the organ spirits, they... So in traditional Chinese medicine, and we use this in esoteric as well, we've got the five elements, right? We've got water, earth, metal, water, wood. Each one generates the other. Earth allows, from the pressures of earth, we create precious metals. Metals condensate and create water. Water brings birth to wood. Wood needs to be, wood burns to allow for life to happen afterwards, right? So there comes fire, and then life afterwards is earth again. So it goes into that cycle. These can become very complicated and very, very complicated very quickly. So for lack of a better, just to keep it simple, we're going to say that they each govern a set of organs. You've got the fire organs, the earth organs, the wood organs, the metal, and the water organs. And so each organ also houses what we call an organ spirit. So the heart houses what we call the Shen, which is your spirit. Mm-hmm. Earth is the spleen, which houses the Yi, which often acts as like our I describe it as like our intellect, our integrity, and our intent. So often like our mental processing, our hardware, if you will, capacity to learn, capacity to retain. The lungs, which is metal, houses the Po, and the Po is like our corporeal soul. It's our actual physical vessel. Sensation, homeostasis, taste, all the senses, right? And the actual physical vessel itself. The water element is the kidneys, and they house the jir, which is our willpower.
Okay.
Our ability to kind of stand strong and be able to be courageous or move forward or stay, you know, being extrovert or our ability to be so, right? And then lastly, we have our last but certainly not least is the wood element, which is the liver, and that houses the hun. And the hun is, it's a doozy, this one. The hun behaves as our ethereal soul, the one that travels with us from lifetime to lifetime, learning the lesson or not learning it, applying it or not applying it. Also, the one that kind of like our life planner, if you will, the strategist, who says, okay, this is our plan of attack, our plan of defense. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're not going to do. That's the energy of the hun. So collectively, these five organ spirits make up Lisa or make up Jessica. We all have them within us. Oftentimes what happens, though, is all of these organs are supposed to, in a sense, in a poetic sense, kind of bow to the Shen, the spirit who sits on the throne and governs and is the sovereign, right? But oftentimes with life and stressors and diet and habits, they kind of get out of whack, and there's oftentimes difficulties on who's the sovereign or miscommunications. And so then we see imbalances happening not only within our spirit, but within our physical vessel as well.
Okay, well, you're making so much sense. And my sister, Dr. Ashley Tahir, here in New Orleans, she's a veterinarian, and she's also licensed to do Chinese acupuncture with animals. And I remember when she was getting her degree, I'm just having flashbacks to her. She so loved learning about the elements and the Shen, especially. Is the Shen associated with the heart and the fire element?
Yeah.
Because she would talk about kind of like, you know, you have a Shen disturbance, and just kind of thinking of our family and what elements, you know, we have the majority of, and that this is also found in animals that she works on and does Chinese acupuncture with. And I know she loves this beautiful system and working with healing animals that you're doing with people.
Yes. It's a really, it's such a beautiful system because one thing that is so alluring about it is kind of how simple it can be. And then really the further you dig into it, it can become so expansive and so in depth. I mean, it's really quite beautiful. A lot of acupuncturists that I know actually do love working with the five elements. I personally use them so often in my practice and talk to patients about them and how it's presenting. And usually on like a first visit, we'll discuss and think, oh, looks like you're very metal. Looks like you're very wood.
Yeah.
And, you know, imbalances here with fire and earth. And so then they can kind of, it's so beautiful to not only treat the body using the five elements, but to kind of also, there's such an allure to them too, because it helps you kind of, almost like astrology, right? Like, oh, I have this element, and just kind of know.
Like a language to understand yourself more deeply.
Yes, yes.
Well, then, and hearing you talk.
Ah, that's why I tend to be like this. That's why I love salty foods. Ah, yes.
You know, and I can't help but tie in the five bombs, the healing bombs that you make. They are affiliated with these five elements, correct? And they're available on your website. Do you want to talk about that? Because people can order them even if they're not working
they're
with
available.
Right?
Yeah. Anywhere in the U.S. right now.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you for bringing those up.
You're welcome.
Those are my balm babies. I made each balm in according to each element. So if there was an imbalance of that element, that's the balm that you would get. So the fire balm, I named them all Luna De, which means moon of, and that's a little homage to Guatemala. When I was there most recently, Guatemala has a very large indigenous population to Mayans, right? We've
yeah.
got a lot of pyramids and ruins there, and there's still a very active population there. And so there's this lake, it's called Lake Atitlan, that's surrounded, that has a volcano, and it has 12 little pueblitos around surrounding the lake. And there's, I believe, at least when I was there, I was told in those little cities, there's 28 indigenous languages spoken, like 28 different dialects.
Wow.
Which just totally blew my mind. And as I was learning from people, they were just telling me how there are so many ceremonies that they perform on the full moon. And so I named these balms Luna De as like an homage to the full moon.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And practices that occur.
Yeah.
And so Luna de Fuego, which correlates to fire, fire being the heart. We often experience an imbalance in the heart presenting as like insomnia or anxiety or, you know, just feeling kind of wiry, not grounded. So that balm is like a very grounding blend.
Mm-hmm.
Which this year has been my most popular one.
I bet.
People need to
be, and how do people use it? Is there a certain part of the body that you would apply it to?
Mm-hmm. So you can use them on your hands, chest, and feet. But each balm that you purchase comes with a little description card.
Oh, that's great.
The blend. Mm-hmm. What organs it helps with, what element it helps with, and where on the body to apply it. So I recommend applying it to the correlating channels. So like the fire balm, for example, correlates to the heart. So there's instructions on where the heart channel is and heart points that relate to it.
Oh, wow.
So each balm comes with a little description. Mm-hmm.
And then is it tierra for earth?
Yeah, tierra is earth. Tierra governs spleen and stomach, which is digestion. So that one is much more for the abdomen, promoting healthy digestive flow and function. And so that one comes with the card describing where the spleen and stomach channel are and points on the abdomen to focus on. Mm-hmm.
And then agua. Metal. Oh, yes, yes.
Oh. Okay. So then we have metal. Metal is metal. And that one focuses on the lungs. And so it has lung points that go with it, but it's a very, opens the airways, promotes healthy breathing, promotes.
I bet that's important right now for people.
Oh, oof. Yeah. And you know, when I was making metal, I totally thought that was going to be like selling like hotcakes.
Yeah.
But no, people were like, I need to be grounded. I need fuego.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then after metal, we have agua. And agua is the kidneys, and the kidneys in TCM, in traditional Chinese medicine, house most of the yin. And the yin presents, when there's a deficiency of yin, we can often see like dryness. So agua is more of like your kind of general balm, if you will, for general dryness. So this one, you can really apply it to just about anywhere on the body. But
okay.
It comes with kidney points as well. And then lastly is madera. Madera is wood that governs the liver. And when there's an imbalance and disharmony with the liver, we tend to see people be very stressed and very tight, and tightness in the shoulders and tightness in the jaw, clenching the jaw. So this one is a very uplifting, invigorating blend. It's like very clearing, if you will.
Oh, very cool.
That one. Yeah, people have really enjoyed madera and fuego because they're like, oh, no, I need to be uplifted. I need to be kind of like brought back. And so I kind of talk about madera and fuego being like day and night, like madera for daytime, fuego for nighttime.
Okay, I'm so glad we went through these so specifically because I was curious about them. And I feel like mm-hmm. you just gave a beautiful description of their importance.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah,
and I also
my little babies, they're available for you guys.
So
they
want
to go to good homes.
Oh,
Oh gosh. I was sorry, just to say one more thing. Speaking to the Luna, the name Luna De, I only make them on the full moon.
Oh, wow.
I make them only on the full moon. I leave them out to charge. I do a little energy work on them. So they're made all, they're hand poured, made in small batches. And so sometimes, you know, depending on which ones sell first, I'm like, oh, that one won't be available until next month.
Oh, right. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
What a beautiful
mm-hmm.
Wow. Sacred. Yeah.
And it's nice now. I have a ritual every full moon.
To do for yourself, even for your own filling up your love
tank. Yes. And to know that my great grandmother did stuff like this as well, it's like, oh, it's just so much channeling.
You know, I don't want to forget to mention that I was introduced to you by our dear friend Melinda, and I'm just so happy that she put us in touch, because what you offer really augments what I think. She's wonderful. You know, she's actually from New Orleans, like I am.
Yeah, yes, he was mentioning that. You two are New Orleans sisters.
That's right, we are. And now California sisters, too.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's so wonderful. I'm so happy she put us in contact.
Me, too.
That's a sweetheart.
And Jessica, I wanted to ask you about a couple more things. So is it pronounced Gua Sha?
Yes.
Okay. And I wondered... Gua Sha. So I wondered if that's like the Graston technique. I know it has to do with releasing the fascia, and I was curious about that because I've had the Graston done.
Very similar. Difference is going to be the biggest difference that I know is like the tool that's actually used. Ours are made up of, we often use rose quartz or jade.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes you'll find more traditional ones, but those are usually the ones that we use. Rose quartz jade.
And is there a reason for that?
I would love to give you a really awesome reason, but I believe jade was one of the easier materials found in ancient China at the time. Okay. Back then they were using bone as well.
Mm-hmm.
Horns, which not too oftenly used now. I mean, now with gua sha, another really easy one to use is like a ramen spoon.
Okay. So and is it to relieve
as well?
And it's for
you're releasing the fascia, and so you're stimulating the you're getting a nervous system response as well as the immune system, and you're drawing up blood and oxygen to that area. And oftentimes, what we'll see is redness, which is great, but we'll also see little petechiae, which is the little red dots that come up, which is also a great sign. Those let us know that there's capillaries that are broken, which is a good sign to break during gua sha, because that means they were weak and the body will repair them and build healthy new ones that are providing a more abundant amount of qi and blood to that area and keep those muscles more oxygenated than they were before, therefore creating less tightness, less stiffness, increased range of motion, and hopefully less pain as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I also wanted to ask you, Jessica, before our time's out, how you incorporate, since you're an herbalist, you have an herbal pharmacy, how do you utilize herbs and helping people to heal?
Ooh, you know, thanks for asking that. Herbs are such a big part of this medicine. They are, you know, I can do acupuncture on you once a week, twice a week, but herbs, you're taking them two or three times a day. Like, that's when the medicine and healing is really happening. I'm based here in LA, and patients are usually already taking something or they're very open to something, right? So for me, I definitely treat herbs as like, and most practitioners I think would agree, we treat it case by case.
Yeah.
So, sometimes I've got patients that come in and I'm like, oh God, a formula would be so fantastic for you. But they're just not in that space where they would even, they're like, you can give them to me, but I'm just not going to take them. I'm like, okay, well, never mind.
Yeah.
But I definitely try to get as many patients taking a formula because it, like I said, you're taking it two or three times a day, and that's when the healing is really happening.
Yeah.
It's allowing the changes that need to happen, the inflammation to be released through the body, for the swelling to decrease, for the range of motion to increase, for the, you know, nervous system to be calmer, for sleep to be able to happen, menstrual cycles to be able to be more regulated. Herbs are like such superheroes compared to, I think, like compared to the acupuncture. Acupuncture is great and so is cupping, but herbs, man, they're wearing capes.
Right, and if we think about it, herbal remedies have been used for thousands of years versus pharmaceuticals that are modern inventions.
Yes. You know, people, one thing that we forget is like these herbs were perfected in a time when we didn't have computers and modern science and clinical research to be able to dissect and break this herb down. So it took families and generations and dynasties to perfect these formulas, not only in which herbs go into them, but the dosages as well. And once they did, I mean, we still use those formulas to this day, and we'll still be using them because they work. They've worked for 300 years, for 2,000 years, and we're still using them because they work. They're, I can't tell you, being a practitioner of this medicine is such a blessing.
It's
such a blessing, but truly it's like I just went to school. I studied this really, really hard.
Yeah.
But God, if it wasn't for the ancients that did all the heavy lifting for us to figure this all out.
Figure it all out.
Golly.
Yeah. From the natural world, from plants and roots and flowers, and to put all this together, how it heals our body is just remarkable.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, we owe it all to them because, I mean, I would just be, I didn't discover anything. I didn't figure anything out. I'm just a vessel. Just a vessel that learned all of this and can help apply it to you now.
Yeah. So what do you want to leave us with, Jessica? What do you feel like is important for listeners to know? I do know you also have a 21-day group detox available from January 11th to February 7th that you do along with your patients, and they can go to your website to learn about that. So I wanted to include that and ask what is left for us to share with our listeners.
Yeah, so I actually totally butchered the dates on that. It's actually from January 11th to January 31st.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Everyone that joined it was like relieved, like, oh, good. One last week.
One
last week. Yeah, because it is 21 days, which is available on my website. If you guys are interested, I'd love to help you do it. We start on Monday.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, I think, just about covered it all. You know, probably a takeaway, if I can say anything to any listeners, it would be, there's so many great practitioners out there right now that are ready and willing to join you on your journey to wellness, whatever it is that you may be experiencing, whether it's something like headaches or irregular cycles or pain of any sort. There's people out there that are ready and willing to help you on this journey so that you don't have to continue living with this pain or with this agony, whatever it may be. And I hope that you take the time to find somebody to start that journey to wellness.
And how can people reach out to you if they want to start that journey with you and inquire and schedule?
Yeah, you can find me on my website at wenintao.com. You can find me on Instagram, wenintao. Everything. That's my name, wenintao. Because I wanted to play, like a little play on words. Latinos, we love play on words.
Okay.
Acupuncture and herbs.
No, I love it. It's such an easy to remember name.
Yes, I love it. Yeah, that's where you can find me. I am here to support you. I love what I do. I have the caretaker archetype written all over me. Mm-hmm. I love helping other people and taking care of them in whatever capacity. Whether it's emotional support, mental support, you want to do a virtual with me, let's do it. We'll do meditation together. I'm here for you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Jessica, thank you for your time today and your knowledge.
Lisa, thank you. I'm so happy to have joined you. Thank you so
me
much.
Me too. I look forward to meeting you in LA.
Yes. Oh, and gosh, I'm so sorry. I wanted to talk to you about your book too, because Melinda gifted that to me. Thank you, because it totally opened my eyes. My Chiron is in Cancer, and I was reading it, and I was like, ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm so grateful she gave that to you and that it's resonating.
Yeah, I've got it here in my office, so if patients can flip through it when they come through.
Thank you. That means so much to me. Melinda.
Yes, thank you, my dear. You're welcome. Thank you.
As are you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you have the best afternoon.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, my dear. Have a great rest of your day.
I will.
Bye.
Bye. That concludes my show today with Jessica DeLeon of wenintao.com. And I just want to tell you that I love y'all. I'm thinking of you in between shows, just sending out energy to all everyone who's listened, who is to become a listener, and I just appreciate your support. Continue to subscribe and share this podcast. Follow me at NOLA Therapy on Instagram and Facebook. And please rate and review my podcast. It helps it go up in the ranks. So I'd love a 5-star review and your honest opinion about the show and who you'd like to see me interview. Take care, and I'll be with you next week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir.